Gehen wir raus. Yad Hashemayim. We left off with the kasha yesterday. Not my kasha. A kasha of the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, one of my favorite svarim. Yes, the kasha. I want everyone to look it up. I asked you to look it up. I don't know if you did. It's in Shin Mem Aleph. Oh, got the wrong volume. Sorry about that. Shin Mem Aleph. Sif Hei. Yibra Maskil. Kol. So the kasha, the very end of that dibur, we discussed it yesterday. We'll come back to the earlier discussions in a few minutes. Ikashita Saramban. Hosea said, Dindaraisa, Frekta Rakasha, on page Ayin. He gives our page numbers. He uses the Chevelle edition. So he says, in Ayin Gimel, Hosea said, the Rabbanon, Mitzarachian, ends up with a Kash of Yesh Yashiv. I'm not sure what Yesh Yashiv is. I once gave a teretz years ago that if you look in the Rabbanon Ayin Gimel, it's a question of perception. So even though the Rabbanon Ayin Gimel is talking about perceptions in the story of the Ritz Geyes, about Chosn Kala, we'll get to all these things a little bit later. So maybe the perception is that it's more kal before the kvura because the other yisurim do not apply for reasons which we'll see shortly. But in reality, it's more chama. That's the teretz that I gave years ago. However, I think that the better answer is that the assumption is wrong. The Rambans are saying over here, the olim yimei avelus v'stima sagolol v'yele chamurimein v'mishemeis v'mutu lefana b'chol dineim. We killed the Lachamirta Logamri Inchi. So my original teretz was that it's not true, but it's people's perceptions, Amri Inchi. But now I think the Ramban really personally holds that Avelis is all the Rabbanon. He spends 3 pages defending the Gaon. That's the Ramban. He likes to defend people that he doesn't necessarily agree with them. Just to answer this question before it even takes off, as they say in the language of our Chazal, Kushamei Karolesa. The Kasha doesn't even begin. Fine. So this is what the first thing I wanted to mention to you today, which I already mentioned at the very end of the shiur yesterday. Today, because yesterday and today we're discussing the Shitas Ramban. Fine, but now we have to go a little bit further, as follows.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, Mayor.
We're saying the Ramban is holding that Avelis is all the Rabbanon. So the whole calculation Rebbe made yesterday, with the emotions playing in and the feelings of Avelis, that was all on a level of the Rabbanon.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Yesterday I was explaining the words of the Ramban, the Fiyah Gaonim. Because the Ramban spends 3 pages or more defending the Gaonim. So we were discussing that was... You're right, Mayor. I apologize if I'm not being clear. See, the Ramban starts on page... If you have what I have, on page Resh Yud, all the way to Resh Yud Gimel, he defends the Gaonim. It's one long paragraph in the Chevelle edition. The last 8 words, Ad Kani Siga Datenu L'Taret Divri Agonim Olam Alem Schus. 10 words. It's all a Limud Schus, but within that Limud Schus, the Chedushim Nifloim flying all over the place. And we're defending, that's what we were explaining yesterday primarily. Follow me?
Yeah, but in the Perush Al Torah also then.
Oh, we'll have to come to that. Very good, it's very good. The Perush Al Torah sounds he holds us the Rabbonim. That's one of the clues that I have. It's only the Rabbanan, even though it's only a Lamed Chus. But a man as great as the Bari HaShulchan, leave that me. I thought it's for many years, I thought it's the Ramban El's Daraisa. He owns his Daraisa. He says, you're saying it's a Daraisa, but it's against what you said in Ayin Gimel. I don't think he chapped. It took me a long time, many years to chap. And the Ramban's personal view is that's really the Rabbanan. He's a Malamed Chus. So we said yesterday it was about the Ramban's name of Tzchus. Today we'll discuss the Ramban's own opinion. And maybe we'll come to what you said, May. Maybe you're right at the end of the day anyway, that we said before about the Lev is true on the level of the Rabbanim. And we'll see it with that. He has it, Bar Yashulchan himself has that. And I love his Sefer, so we're going to quote him liberally. Okay? So let's pick up where we left off, if you don't mind. It starts with the Tur, because the Tur, as I mentioned to you, it says that the Ramban holds but we think it's not true, because it's only a limud zchus. That's what we left off yesterday. But now I'd like to read with you the most important citation of the Ramban of all. And that's page Reshut Beis, if you have this edition. It's before the words Lima Leim Schuz. We have a different edition. Let's read it together, okay? And it's a very important quotation. It's a long quotation. As follows. The question is as follows. Look very carefully here on Reish Yud Beis. Ul'inyan shelta de she'ilun al kamadichon. He writes, all of a sudden he writes Aramaic, a few words, three words of Aramaic. It sounds like the riff. Lama lo chivu ba'avelis. It's a fifth line. Mishon meso muta lefanav shu ikir aninus v'ikir mirusa shalada. Right? Thank you for putting on the screen. Very good. V'olav ksiv achrisik yomar. Yesh loma. Devadai noeg hu b'miktsas tivri avelis. Also, be rechitza v'sicha kavachomer me'achilas basu shdias yain. We'll come back to that line later. V'achila kol tzorok unami yotzer olav. V'yein tzorok loma sh'also b'simcha v'tisporis. V'lo tik shilon minimsa l'rabim demut alecho basar. You give it over to Chevra Kaddish or others. You're allowed to eat basar before she Rishalmi, it's called in Shulchan Aruch. Kevan she'ein o mutal olav l'kovro. So no, so boy, what happened to the dindar raisa? The mikom makom beidunin v'simcha asru v'asur b'shel shalom shafachem asurim k'shames meir b'mlocha nami b'mlechas atzma afil acherem asurim u'kfar amoshu asur leishim afil amita kfuya lagabi kagul tzorach leishim lo abru ela she'nechol etz middle of the sandal v'enam atef arosh v'nechay v'kfiyas b'tosav. Why? Be'elu ekilu olam b'nei shutorin v'iske ames. Ad kind of lengthy position of the Ramban, which he seems to be arguing that the only reason why we allow him to do certain things before the Kvura, because otherwise he would not be able to do the Kvura properly. Right? He's not wearing shoes. Now he had to go out with no shoes. It's not going to work. Right? So you have to put on shoes, etc., etc. You know, you have to. They used to have to cover their heads. You can't see what's going on. The kids, they were only matter it in order to enable them to do the kvur properly. That's the long piece. And this long piece, Rabosai, is quoted in the tour. The tour ends right over here. I have three questions. Iser achilas basar and shtias yayin? What? Achilas basar and shtias yayin? Is the prohibition of Avelus? Is that really true? What? That's not the conventional wisdom. Not at all. I'll read you from Atosis and Masechta Moed Katan, which is after all our Masechta, even haven't started much of it yet. Atosis and Masechta Moed Katan, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, says, the mouth of Eino Ocha Basa Eino Shosa Yayin, says the Atosis, nothing to do with Avelus. Not at all. Why? Dvarim shem shem avel is mutter gabi onan. Uva velas asurin. Avel dvarim shenem asurim shem avelus elimishum. Sheyesh tol dios tarad bekvuras meso. Vlo yimoshech achat dvarim acherim kagon. Achilas basur shtias yayin. Asiri bi onan dafka. Full stop. So toast, this is the conventional wisdom. There's nothing wrong. And avel's like, an oval, Rabbi Yehuda Shechter Shlita, he the dafka wanted basa v'yayin, dafka for the Sudas Avraham. So what are you telling me? That he's the basa v'yayin by Avelis? But the Ramban said so. You know, he's a primary source. He goes against Tosfos because the basa v'yayin seems to be an Easter of Avelis, not merely shalay yimoshech achar the basa v'yayin and neglect the needs of the mace as Tosfos and Lefchav Gimel and Beis. Next question. Is meidunin v'simcha is also. So what? He mevatel the din of avelus of basar v'nimsa l'katafim. How did he answer? If basar is a problem, l'fi Rabban, So how did he answer the fact that Nimsa Zakatafim is Mutter B'Basa B'Yayin by saying he's Asa B'Yidunim? So what? But does it, if it's the Daraisa and Basa is Daraisa, how did Amti Basa by Nimsa Zakatafim? Who cares that he's not allowed to have Yidunim and other Simcha? So what? He's still being Mevatel within Daraisa. Finally, what do you mean, Lohich Miru Olav? What does he say? In both Salach Malab, Khalid Sassan in the middle of Atibas Rosh. I've been making son of Mekach, fine. The Fichach Lohich Miru Olav Melo? What does the Chmir sound like to you? No? Drabona. He's going with this at Daraisa. What's going on over here, this Ramban? I have three bombshell kashas. Now I'm going to read a few more lines of the Ramban. V'cheinira od, She'iker Avelus V'natora, Eino Ela Be'idunin, Gon Rechitza V'sicha V'tashma Shamita, U'tfilin Shem Pe'er, V'tichboses, V'tisporeis T'simchu, V'Avelus Kishmo, Sho Yis'astik L'Grom Shal Simcha, Ela B'divri Avelus, V'zeh Aninus Shebelev, Shemimenu Londu, Sho Yis'astik L'Grom Shal Simcha, Avo Mino V'sandal V'atifa, Eino Min HaTorah, Even according to the Gaonim, Shlo Omra Toro La'anas Mitzara Nafsho Minoak Shal Kol Ha'olam Lefichachei Keilu Be'elu Ad Sheyikover V'ad Tam Ba'atzpa L'mat Shal Amru Be'ovel Ovel means Ovel Rabosi Perakei Halacha Yud Yotza L'derech Noel Period Yotza L'derech Noel Woo. The Torah left us out. It's not in the Torah. I'll read it to you. I mean, I can't read you what's not there. The Torah in Siman Shin Mem Aleph quotes the Ramban at length, but only the first part. Clearly, the Ramban, the Torah is working with an assumption that the Ramban has two separate explanations. And therefore, the last words that he has are, again, Avo Bidunin V'Simcha Osur, that we have over here. That's the end of the first teretz. Right. End of the first teretz the Torah has. The Torah does not have the second teretz at all. Where is it? Hold on, maybe I make a mistake. I'm reading the Torah. The Torah is on the screen. It's page Reish Yud in this. Look what he says. He says as follows. Because the Ramban Sastini Avelis Nogenbog, Rechitza Vesicha, Kabakoba, Machilas Bosch, Tias Yain, Painsak Lumba, Besimcha, Tesporus, also by Nakas Trillin, also Michel Asholem, Shafachem Asun, Shemes Beir, with Lachanami, with Lachas Asma Fachem Asun, Promish Oscillation of Gabi Mita, Kuya, El Gabi Karpa, Circulation, Lomu, Ella Shaina, Kolitz Min of the Sandal, Venuchai Batimus Arosh, Rechia Samita, Vekaleb Elen, why? It should Torbis Gamase. Umutlo the Korvo, let me alive with Boss and Hakim Allah, the Khalid Smith, middle of the sign of the Timus Arosh, Af Iske Hameis to Sodom Bekach, the Fira Glorich Miru Allah Velu, Af a piece of Mutl, let the Boss of Lishnos Yayin, Shims of the Katafim, Haina Mishum, Sheeno Mutl all of the Korvo, I will be Dunim Vesim Chosim. That's what he says. Basically, he's quoting the first terrors of the Ramban. Of first teretz of the Ramban, and he seems to be leaving out the second teretz. So he seems to leave out the second teretz because he holds his two separate teruts. So would appear. And Rabbi Feivel Cohen Shlita, how can I blame him? He's found the Torah. They're two separate teruts. Lefi ani is daiti. I know I'm an offer tachas kapi ragleim. I think it's all one teretz. It's all one teretz. It's true. The Ramban was in the word ode, and that ode, you know, in our parlance, ode is a new teretz. But I want to say it's all one teretz. V'cheinira ode, not the ode yeshlom or separate teretz. Sheikra avelus when Torah is only be dunav etc. And the first teretz will not stand without the second teretz. Keinirali. His answer is obviously all three kashas are answered if it's one teretz, right? Because again, the Ramban says again, "Ikra veles min haTorah only idunin rechitzah sicha tashmish tefillin tichboses tisporas." Right? simcha, but other things are derabana. If they're derabana, we understand very well. He's also biduna v'simcha b'nimsa l'katafim. There's no bitla velas daraisa. Achilas basar is isa derabanan. They would make a lach to the kvura, as he said, the shitasa. Ikir avelas is daraisa is before the kvura, according to the gonim. And lo echmiru, because they're all derabanans. That's what I wanted to suggest. It's really one answer, one. Now, where does the assault come from? He says, the fundamental prohibition is simcha. Simcha is a contradiction to avelas. Remember we said it yesterday? Avelas is based upon aninus shebelev. Only idunin v'simcha contradict aninus shebelev. A guy, you know, he pampers himself, he runs into a wedding. That's obviously against aninus shebelev. But if I put on shoes, a guy puts on shoes. How pleasurable are shoes? Shoes are neutral, my friends. Neutral, that's what my Rebbe used to say. There's neutral, and then it's positive and it's negative. What's awesome in the rice are the positives. Yeah, you go to a wedding, you know, you go to take a nice hot shower, you know, tash b'shamita, tefillin is called pe'er, you wash your clothes, you take a haircut. It's a positive, it's v'horaya. COVID-19, they first opened the barbershops last week, and there's a tremendous tumult. Oh, it's like the most Arab Simcha Masasa Vikar in New York City, opened the barbershops. Yeah? Okay? So that's his yesod. The fact that he's wearing shoes is not a big deal. It's not necessarily Idun or Simcha. There's no Issa Doraisa. Right. If he cuts his hair, he doesn't think it's an Issa Doraisa. It's true, Rabbi Osai, in his Pirush al HaTorah, he didn't make this distinction. Remember, he suggested there that Priyas HaRosh is also in HaTorah. Suggested. Remember, you saw the footnote 57 I told you about? He suggested. He didn't make this distinction, but here he makes this distinction clearly. And now, let's finish the Ramban's conclusion on page Reish Yud Gimel. If you have the Ramban on screen, Reish Yud Gimel. Something interesting, fascinating. Look what he says. Page Reish Yud Gimel. He says as follows. Look carefully. He says, but the fifth line, "Mipnei shu torud b'kvuras ames ve'en libo ba'avelus." He's busy burying him. Lo manu shiru shloshim ele mishastimas agolil. If it's a day later, you lose a day, right? You have to count for the next day, right? Have no choice. V'od shereal korcham hetiru b'mixes dini avelus hachikav me'tzorcha shomeis kosher birashna. And a bedin she yimne ele mishashin dog b'kula. Very important. Very important yisod over here in the Rambam. An interesting yisod. Now we know that according to the Rambam, there's no avesa for the kvura. How do we explain it? We explain it that it's really based on lo yitama, the two stages. But perhaps with this Ramban, we can take it a different way. And if you looked up the Maram Makomos, the Rebbe Kiv Eger, as quoted by his contemporary, the Baal Teferes Yisrael, he refers to him as a goyin. Obviously, even in his lifetime, he was considered Rabbeinu. I read you the words of the goyin. Right, it's on the different editions. It's on page Chavav in my edition, the new edition of the Teferes Yisrael Mishnayis. Kosev or a goyin now means Rebbe Kiv Eger. What's he saying? Tomorrow, Yerushalmi, Harei Tzorach Lashminan Afil Kodem Kvura Tlochal Lev Avelus Afil Hachi Potem Mitzvilin. We're not going to go up to the Sukh of Tzvilin yet, but he says that the Yerushalmi is bothered by the question, who needs a special din of Tzvilin? It's a din of Avelus. Gamani Amati B'Kushizu. But Tisadach Karamban to own in Chaya B'Chol Avelus Chutz Minilas Hasandl Vativas Erosh. Okay. Even if so the katafim, there's no aninus, he's still also b'chol avelus chutz b'sandal. Uvetiferes l'moshe kosav. Rabbi Kiv Eger is fond of quoting, if you know him, throughout Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Tiferes l'moshe, one of the Gedolei Olam who obviously preceded him somewhat. The b'chol lo saseh shel ovel chayav onen. An onen is it Rabbi say you all know their own is Misha Mesa Potla Mutla Manav? Potla Mikha Mitzla Muris by Torah. Right? Can he eat chazer? What do you think? An owner can eat chazer? His whole life he went to eat chazer. Now he has a chance. He's an owner. Chas v'sholom. Only Potla from Mitzla Sasei. He's chayiv in all the losses in Shabbat Torah. Says the first of Moshe, so is true over here. He's chayiv in all the losses in Shalom. Of a mitzvah asay shalavil, kichalitza sandal, he calls it a mitzvah asay to kick off your shoes, vichadome, potter, the potter mikol mitzvah shabbatorah, ad kan lashona, pillay, ployim, a meridic of art. This could be some say pshat in the Rambam this way. The Rambam holds, are really the golem are right? And really, the avela should start the moment the person dies. However, Osik b'mitzvah potter ben ha-mitzvah. He's potter from the mitzvah of Avelus. As a matter of fact, this is how my Rebbe understood. I have here the Shiuri Harav. Okay, on page Yud Aleph. Writes like this. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Apostle Pshat in the Rambam? He says as follows. Ein Avelus l'chatzoyim. The whole of Miktas Meisure Shiva, Konilas Asandal, the Tsir Mipesach Besel, Mutar on the Onen, Kishiyasak Vitsorch Kvurs Mesel, Mimela lo Cholovalov, Gam Shari Sure Shiva. This could be a pshat within Shiva Saramba. Footnote 15 quotes me. I forgot about it. Quotes me, but I wrote in my Sefer that there are all holes this way. I put there are, in case you think I'm not right. I quote the Rav Rabbeinu, Miu ba'velus ikach riti lo mechayevi ad achar kvura. Some things you can't. Hilkach lo havi avelus doraisa ela yomisu kvura. Which means, the way I understood it, since some of the doors of avelus do not apply until after the kvura, there's no avelus at all. Why? Because on the level of doraisa, there's no halfway avelus. It's either all or nothing. That's what I wanted to suggest, this concept. My Rebbe suggested it. Ein avelus l'chatzoy. Okay, that's a possibility. One could have a different word and say that all the laws of avelus are an asay. All the laws, even what we call the don'ts, are also do's. Right? There's no lav in the Torah of avelus. Yeah, you're not allowed to wash yourself, but that's not as a lav of washing. If you wash yourself, you're mevatel the asay of avelus. There'll be another possible way to explain this, but again, I'm not going through this right now. Here is the Shiuri Harav, those want to look it up. And here is the Ra'ah. Where is it? Here it is, here's the Ra'ah. I'm putting it down. You can look at it whenever you want. Please take it downstairs whenever you want. Fine. This is this concept. Now, the question is as follows. The first reason of the Ramban, this goes back to what Meir asked before. I'm putting this away too. The first reason of the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? Ein libu b'avelus, because he's torah b'kfura sameis. Right? That's what he said. He's torah b'kfura sameis. Right? Before he got the ve'od, here he is the ve'od. Ve'od al karcham hitiru b'miksas dini avelus. That's clearly a ve'od. But first, you know, that's a new v'art. Not like my, on the previous page it says, V'chein nira'ot sh'ikar, it's not a new teretz, it's just a hemshech, V'chein nira'ot. Here he seems to be saying, Ot, it's a new vart. Again, on Reish Yud Gimel, it says two things. The first thing he says, Rabosai, Chazer again, fifth line, Neishu tar b'ikvuras ha'meis v'en libo ba'avelis l'monu shiva shloshim, l'mishat stima segol, number one. V'yod, again, an idea of double or nothing as far as counting the shiva and the shlosh. But the first idea he says is he is torud. Rabosai, this should be enough to partner from avelus legamre, just to tirda, because he's not ein libo. Remember what we said yesterday? Suffolk nefel ein libo dav olav. So if Savak Neva and Libo Davalov, it's enough to partner from Avelus Doraisa according to the Gaonim. So why can't that apply over here? The fact that he's so busy burying the dead, he has not, his heart is not in it. He's too preoccupied with taking care of the nitty gritty of the burial. He can't think about the tragedy that happened in his family. That's my question. Here's my answer. The Rabban said, "Ein libo dava love before the kvura." That's the most intense time of libo dava love. The most intense time of sadness is as soon as a person dies. All the Ramban is saying over here is that he gets interrupted when he's busy. Hold on, if I want to get everyone on the screen.
Gallery.
Someone press a button there. I just say I'm not seeing anybody. I'm afraid to press it.
Sorry. This?
That's it? Okay. Make it bigger,
Is that better?
All right, Akiva! Now I see you. BMW is on. Okay, before Okay, now I get a better picture of who's on the screen. Hello. So, my counselor is a counselor from afar. Donnie is in base marriage of Woodmere, but his impact is felt here in Young Israel of Riverdale. So we appreciate that. Before I couldn't see anybody. Should have done this a half an hour ago. Okay, but thank you. Okay, so what are we saying over here? Of course, his main, the most intense time is before the Kvura. Except since part of that time, he's busy with Kvura Sameis. And at that point, he's so busy digging with a shovel, he's not thinking of anything else. So that's what that wouldn't count towards the Shiva and the Shloshim. And as a result, you don't start the Shiva and Shloshim until after the burial is over. This is all according to the Gaonim. Now the Ramban himself says something different. And here's again, the Ramban's personal view, I believe, is that he holds against the Gaonim. And take a look on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. You can put it on the screen. Kuf Ayin Zayin. Kuf Ayin Zayin. Look at this. Kuf Ayin Zayin. What does he say over here? He says, there's no avails before the Kvura. Beferish. The fourth line of, after it says Avalasar, the fourth line. Hahu kodem shenikbar hayeled osas, v'tavar ha-melech. What does it say? Avelus hayeled, acha shiva, hodok siv leel minei kasha ro, dovid ki meis hayeled, v'yokom v'yom me'al ha-orats, v'yurchats, v'yosuf, v'yichalef sam losam. No. Hahu kodem shenikbar hayeled osas. That's the Rambam's proof. Shadayin ha-chala avelus olav. V'losa kein ele b'shul shayi ro, to love a-beis Hashem l'shtachavos. K'dosh li ro, p'nei ha-shchina k'shum nuvul. Aval acha shabo mishtachavos nog avelus shiva. Period. This is, the Ramban is saying, there's no avelus before the Kvura. What would the Gaon do with this? What would the Gaon do with this? What are they going to do? So a little bit later, he's another Terence. He's quoting from the Ravid. He says as follows. The very end of this page. Ubar Mendein, my Kusha. Rochatz v'soch lahaver es hazua v'me'olov v'ofa sheshach av la'oretz. That's what it means. We'll see later on in Hilchos Avelus, although you're not allowed to take a shower for pleasure, it's my Rebbe phrased it. A guy wants to take a shower. It's a shower is considered to be a pleasurable activity. America loves showers. Fine. The Avodah Zorah of showers, you know. The Yeshiva Shevel that hasn't penetrated yet, but the rest of America, hey, you don't take a shower every day, whatever it may be. Fine. It's enough. Kamina filchas yomtiv, it's shabbat l'chol nefesh. Okay, but that's not for now. But what happens? The guy falls into mud, or he goes and plays ball, and he's schwitzing like crazy. Then my Rebbe said, get the sweat and the smell and the dirt off you. That's mutter. Yes, my Rebbe, that's a bigger pleasure. It's a bigger pleasure to get rid of the dirt, the sweat, and the smell off you. Then you just wake up in the morning. You're not dirty, you're not sweaty, you don't smell, you stop, take a shower. It's a bigger pleasure. Said my Rebbe, no. They're your minus. They're your bitzar. Your bitzar because you're dirty and you're sweaty and you're smelly. So you're not mechuyav to be bitzar. So you're allowed to take a shower. But if you're neutral, and you're going to positive, you're not allowed to. So the David HaMelech, he was drear, he was dirty, and he was sitting in the earth. Therefore, that's why he's allowed. That's the last few lines on the page. Kuf Ayin Zayin. in the Ramban, and presumably that's how the Gaonim would understand. Pshat is not a rechitza shel tanug, but it's more tanug. No, if it gets rid of Zuama, it's not labeled as shel tanug, even though, of course, it's a greater tanug. That's what the Rishonim say. We could also say, what else can we say? What else can we say? Hanochan Olomar, and Amelech Rashor Lenavasim Neyevlo. Kedesh Shikri Yom Kippurim, Hamelech Vakal Yerchusus Pneyem. Okay. Melech is different. David Melech is a Melech. That's why he's different. That's why he's different. Fine. Let's go back now to where we came from. Reish Yud Gimel in the Ramban. Hope you have it. Hope you have all following inside. He talks about what's Doraisa. Right? This is, again, with this whole, what the Torah calls, what the Bar Yashun calls his second Teretz, and I can say it's all part of the same Teretz. That's, we had this fight before. But in that discussion of what's Doraisa, what's the Rabbanim, is that Tfilin is Doraisa. It's a Chiddush to me, that Tfilin is Doraisa. I would say Tfilin is just a mitzvah, no? Second line of page, Reish Yud Gimel. V'chein yesh lomu de Tfilin mishum mitzvah rabahem, lo osrim ela b'yomishon sheyesh bo avelus Torah. It's a din Doraisa, right? Avelus Torah. That's what he seems to say, is a din Doraisa. Okay? And has he proved, in fact, that it really is also? Have a mishen of elach levatzel levatel mitzvah gedola shel Torah mishum avelus the dereyim. Mekom mekom mishum dan yinusa osabem kida moron with a moron elver abasi perakhes. But Rabbi Akiva kishe shama shemeis beno miyad cholatz tefillin. That's the last word before the mepnei that we just read before. So he said din daraisa. He's going with the gaonim. A din daraisa, you must remove your tefillin. Okay, fine. Frek the biurim. Let's go back to the original biurim where we came from. Such an important biurim. I hope you all saw it before, because if you didn't see it before, it's hard to follow everything he says. He says so many good things, it's one after another. So the biurim, yes, the question, Binyam. I'm saying that the first answer the Ramban cannot stand for the three questions that I asked. I'll repeat the questions again. Why does it say Hechmiru? It says the Doraisa. Right? And how does he eat meat? If meat is a Doraisa, according to him. Right? And Mr. Katafim shouldn't work. I missed. Those are my general questions. That's why I thought it's one terrace. Let me go back to the Biurim for Biurim. Of the Perish Badi Ashulchan, here we are in Shimem Aleph Hey. He quotes the Ramban. Then he says, "There's another here Ramban because of old Tambazah. He learns him as two separate Tambazah. How can I blame him? Because the Torah only quotes the first half. Ad Kan Lashon." So he tries to explain what the Ramban means. Look what he says. V'nira Shenitan Lomar. The second teretz of the Ramban, gam tamze, afilu lemadakaymal on the dina the chalavelos. This is a brush of tabus that I don't see everywhere. If you look in Bradi Hashulim, it may throw you off. Aleph mem dalad resh. Nu, what does it mean? Eino elamid rabbanon. That's not in my. It's a great brush of tabus. Save a lot of ink. Aleph mem dalad resh means eino elamid rabbanon. Somebody asked me this question just before Shia. The Mikomakom, or maybe Meir asked, I forgot who asked. Meir asked. Yeshloma de Chachome Michilku Baze, Chiluko Shal Ramban, Vikilu Achikova Bamasha Eno Idun O Simcha, Eno Abi Paskin told the Rabbanan. Wow. This is a very interesting idea in the Bari HaShulchan. He suggests that even if it's the Rabbanan, this can work. Right, we'll come back to this a little bit later on, but I want to go back to the Raya from Tfilin. The Raya from Tfilin. And that's that Raya from Tfilin is questioned by the Bari HaShulchan. I'm reading you as follows. Lo Hevanti. If you have this, it's halfway down the wide lines of page Kuvav. The Ma Raya mit Tfilin, the Shadini Avelus, Shere Ha'onein, Hare Potter Mikol Mitzvah Shibatoro, the Yisra Tfilin, Vaninus. And when you're not velus, he writes, look at Rabbi Kivege, that we just saw, right? The Boaz, the Tiferes of Moshe, etc., etc. He makes reference to that. Wow. What's the raya? And he goes further than that. Further than that. If you look in the Boaz, put it away too fast. If you look in the Boaz, he has the following line. Look what he says. He says as follows. What about on Yom Tov? What about on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, there's no Avelus, and an Onan is still Potter Mitzvah. So we pass on Halacha. You see, it's nothing to do with Avelus. So what do you bring me a raya from the fact that Rambam is a raya? Took off his tefillin. See that Avelus applies. It's part of Avelus the rice. Nothing to do with Avelus, not the rice, not the Rabbanon. So then he put to become a Shema Torah. That's a kasha raised by the Bari HaShulchan right here. It's an excellent question. It's basically, he makes reference to, he refers it to look in the Tiferes Yisrael. It's a great question. It's a great question. It's a great question. It seems to me the answer is as follows. Rabosai, if a person loses a parent, Rachmana Litzlan, Shem Yerachem loses a parent, he gets the news, a phone call, or he's in the hospital, the parent dies. Aliska Shaila. Nebuch, you know, I was in this situation two times. Is it mechuyev to take off his tzitzis immediately? I was wearing tzitzis. I always wear tzitzis. Was I mechuyev to just rip off the tzitzis? Because I'm also the Chomitzah Shema Torah? What do you think? Yes or no? I didn't do it. I didn't rip off my tzitzis. So the answer is that someone who is in Aninus of Mason with Lefanov, he's not supposed to, he's also to be lasok with mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs. You have to focus on taking care of the person who died. But what's on you already, it's on you already. So the same way as I didn't take off my tzitzis halacha l'maisa, I wasn't wearing tefillin in either of those situations, but I wouldn't have to take off my tefillin either. It's on. So therefore, I answered the Beirim's kasha. The fact that he took off his tefillin must be because of the Avelus Halach. I think it's a great answer. So now we're going to finally open the Shulchan Aruch. I know, Rabosa, you're getting a little bit antsy. We haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet. I think even... Oh, actually, we did a little bit. I had to Ricky Vegas by suicide. Right, a little bit. Now we're going to actually open up the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Lamaisa. Shin Mem Aleph. Sif Hey. Yes. Sure. The body of Shulchan is the kasha. What's the Ramban being in a raya from the fact that Rabbi Kiva took off his tefillin when his son died? That shows. His Avelus Doraisa Biyom Rishon, right? Even before the Kvura, etc. Nothing to do with that. He took off his tefillin because he knew the Mishnah in Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechet Brachos. Mishemeis Umut Lefanov. Potem and Atfilim and Atfilim become Kriyash and Ritual and Atfilim become Snurus Batara. That's why I took it off. Nothing to do with Avelis. V'arayan Yom Tov. There's no Avelis. You still have to take off. You still can't. Someone who's going. Those who wear Tfilin Chalamoy, I don't want to get involved in that machlekas right now. But those who wear Tfilin Chalamoy, they don't wear it when they're in Aninus before the person died. That's a Mefurash Atosis and Brachos. We're in the third parak. We haven't gotten to that yet. I can't learn everything in one day. We'll get to it. You have to be patient. Okay? That's his kasha. My answer is, it's true that someone who loses a relative may not be osik b'mitzvah. Because he's already osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Right? So, but doesn't mean it's take off your tzitzis. Doesn't mean you take off your tefillin. It's already on you. The fact that it took it off indicates it's because of avelus. Als mishamei sumut lefani would not have to take it off the same way as I didn't take off my tzitzis when I was in that situation. Yoni, you understand that? Got it? Okay, good. Shin Mem Aleph Sifei. What? Don, this is Dov Fink speaking. A counselor. He's still a counselor this year. Ellie's taken over Bim Komcha, but Dov is still a counselor. Yes, Dov. Talk louder. No, the fact that Tefillin is Nemem B'Shem Pe'er is what leads the Ramban to say it's part of Avelus Doraisa. Because an Ovel shouldn't be in the situation of Pe'er. You are correct, totally correct, Ovel. That's why it's Avelus Doraisa. I'm saying that's exactly why I took it off. Because it would only be from the perspective of Mishamesa Mutlafanov, what's called that by the Shulchan's Kasha, He wouldn't allow to be put it on, wouldn't have to take it off. Same as tzitzis, as I told you. Okay? Good. Shit. That's another good question, Rabbi Siach Das. We're not going to go into that right now. If we have a chance to learn about tefillin, at the rate we're going, we have to speed up the pace a little bit. So we'll talk about tefillin. You'll remind me, make a note for yourself, talk about Misiach Das. Okay? Please don't forget. Says a Mechaber, Shimem Aleph Hei, Koz Man Shal Nik Brameis, Eino Cholitz Minil V'Sandal, Eino Chai Batif V'Sarol, Shekhvi Yisamita, Aval Osel Deshe V'Lishin Al Gamimita, Afil Kfuya. What's not clear in the Mechaber, who do they hold like? The Rambam or the Ramban, we have no idea. Doesn't take a stand. They all agree to this. Ramah. For Kol Shken Shasta Batash Mishra Mita. Okay. For Yesh Omim, the Osir Brechitza Vesicha Vesimcha Shela Sholem Vetisporos of Imlocha. Avamut Lotzmi Pesach Besa. Yesh Omim means that according to the first opinion, the Mechaber, it was Mutter. The Ramah understood that the Mechaber like the Rambam. That there's nothing awesome until the Kvura. That's how the Ramah understood the Mechaber. Did the Mechaber really hold that way? It's anybody's guess. That's how the Ramah understood the Mechaber. That's why he says Yeshom. That's quite clear. Says the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says Kod Yudches v'Yeshom. Ratzon Olomar Kol Shu B'Shevi Al Taze Kol Shu Simcha. The Vilna Gaon writes, Bekitzer. He's writing the two reasons of the Ramban. And I think it's all one reason. The Vilna Gaon put him in. There's not even a Vav over here. Not even a Vav at the Vilna Gaon. Kol Shu Mishum, Kol Shu Shevi Al Tase. It's the first answer of the Ramban. Kol Shu Simcha, the second answer of the Ramban. He puts him in one breath. I can't make a whole raya for this, but it's a little bit of a raya. And he holds that the two answers of the Ramban is fundamentally one answer. One answer. Because kumva say iska meis nifsadim, if you have to take off your shoes and cover your head, etc. But even sheva tase, they only asked simcha b'doraisa. Either Ramah holds avelus is the rabbanon, but Bari Ashulchan is right. Here I love the Bari. You know it's a love argue relationship. I would never use the word hate chas for sure. I love what Meir Finkelstein said before. Even the rabbanon we can make a distinction. Even though Ramah holds it's the rabbanon. We can still make a distinction between simcha and other things. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon is drawing the word simcha, which is the second teretz of the Ramban, as others understand it, even if the Ramah holds it's the Rabbanon, exactly as the Bari HaShulchan said. Frek the Heilige Bari HaShulchan against the Heilige Vilna Gaon as follows. And these are the words we have to end. We have to finish this because the time is getting a little short. Listen to the words of the Bari HaShulchan. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. Quote verbatim. For Nira de Ratzaloma, Shto Osu Avelis Maninus Rak Vashneet, Shneet Noin, Echa Shul Shev Al Tasa, Kego and Shal Lirchot Vechulu Inach de Kokosh of Ramo, La Fugi Chalitas Minil Vatifa Sarosh Kriyasamita, Hein Bekum Vase, Bekum Vase. And it's also Simcha. Fine. What's the difference between the first reason of the Ramban and the second reason in the Gro? He's working with two reasons. Masa the Katafin, Sheshuv ain't tzorach and meis mutolim alav. Tlatama kama shal Ramban osur gam benilas asandal v'chavereho kevesh ain't tzorach and meis nifsadah b'kach. Chud evein and sivkot nayin dalav in the Lubush. But according to the other reason, nothing to do with tzorach and meis after Monsieur the Katafim is mutter benilas asandal v'chavereho. Because it's not simcha. Okay, nearly. Fine. He quotes from B'kiv Eger. He also holds that the first reason of the Ramban is the correct reason. Who could knock a nami halavush? That's a shev al tasa. That's the Rabbi Kiva Lishitaso here in the Tiferes Yisrael that he's quoted. What happened? What he said? He said, look back in Sivkotan Pei Beis. What's Sivkotan Pei Beis? He says over there that someone's in Tfisa, right? The Mason Tfisa, and you can't bury him. Lochala al Krovim Dini Avelis. Nothing is knowing now. Nina's not Avelis. So he quotes over there, Masiru Katafim. Laws of Avelis apply, right? So what about over here? Kivegeh says Kasha. Finish it with Sarachim. And it's in a tshuva. So he's the Shitoso. Like the Teferis of Moshe, like my Rebbe. That fundamentally would be Chayav. Also with the Potman HaMitzvah. You know, also all the laws should apply. Fine. Now here comes the Kasha against the Vilna Gaon. The Gomer is a Rabbi Akiva, Cholat Tefillin. I don't understand. I said before, on the Pata Mikolam Bes, that answer I gave already. I gave it an answer to that question before. Od Yesh Lahor Baraya Zu, of the Vilna Gaon. The Nechshav Chalitzes Tefillin, Kishay V'Yal Taseh, Taina Shalo Yanichem, Av Shachshav Lovash Bahem, V'Tzorach Lecholtzom, Gam Nilas Min of the Sandal, Techoshav Kein, Me'ay Taima, Achshav Lovash Bahem, V'Tzorach Lecholtzom. How can we distinguish between tefillin and shoes? In both cases, we should say, look, in both cases, you know, sometimes they're on and sometimes they're off. So, make up your mind. Either they should be both considered sheva tasa, or both considered kum vasei. And to read the Vilna Gaon again, read the Lashon of the Vilna Gaon, let me close this, the Lashon of the Vilna Gaon here in Shin Mem Hei, Siv Shin Mem Av Siv Kot Yud Ches. The Vilna Gaon says, let's read it. What's the kosher b'sheva tasa? Kosher simcha. So what's sheva tasa and what's simcha? What's he saying? Also b'rechitza v'sicha v'simcha v'shelshon v'tisporos v'melacha. One second. And he says, Rabbi Kiva cholas tefillin, that's the Ramban's raya, hu adin, that you have to always be b'shev altasa. You can't do anything. You can't wear tefillin. But what's the difference between the tefillin and the nilas sandal? That's the question. The Ramban seems to make this distinction. Really, it's a question. I'm not sure if it's a question of the Vilna Gaon or a question on the Ramban. Maybe it's a question really on the Ramban. What's the Ramban's raya? Chalichas tefillin. It's Shev Al Tasa, you shouldn't put them on, even though you have to take them off. So Nilas a sandal should also be considered in that category. So why the Ramban say you're allowed to wear shoes? I think that's what he's asking. But let's try to answer it, what he's asking against the Gro, against the Ramban. Let's answer it as follows. Enochinami, we can suggest. Enochinami. The reason why you do not have to take off the shoes, nothing to do with it's the second half of the Ramban. In the second half of the Ramban, he made a distinction, nothing to do with kum vasei sheva tasa directly. It's what's considered tsar, you know, we call that, and what's considered iduna v'simcha. So tefillin is a pe'er, as you said, Dov. It's a pe'er. So a pe'er means it's a positive, right? Not wearing shoes is not neutral. Not wearing shoes is a negative. If your feet are not wearing shoes, you can step on things, you're not wearing shoes. And therefore, the Biurim is Eskakasha against the Likut in the Birak Row, Puf Rabbi Kiva, Shecholas Tfilin, and then Kol Alcha Sheva Tasa. But he didn't mention Simcha as the beginning of the Sivkotin. If you mention Simcha at the beginning of the Sivkotin and the Gro Sivkotin Yud Ches, that itself would answer the question. Let's review again that the shoes would cause tsar if you're not wearing shoes. But tefillin, if you're not wearing tefillin, it's neutral. That may be one distinction. But then maybe there's something even more than that. More than that. Maybe the Vilna Gaon held that chalitzas min alayin, taking off your shoes, is a kum vase. It's a part of avelus to take off your shoes. The same as a part of avelus to cover your head, atifas arosh, and kfiya samita, to overturn your bed. These are positive actions. It's not intuitive. Intuitively, I would have said, no. Wearing shoes is like washing. If you don't wear shoes, you don't wash, that's sheva tasa. Maybe not. Maybe you've used kicking off your shoes as a positive fulfillment of avelus. Now, this is a chiddush. It's against enough in the Tosfos. Read you the Tosfos, and we need you inside the Tosfos. If you have my cut in front of you, Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph of the Farish Tosfos. Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Elu Dvarim She'ovel Asabahem. Hachalo Choshev Dvarim She'mitzvah Aleim. Kfiyen Samita Vatifas Arosh. All discussing what's Asar. Okay? But what is included in what's Asar? The whole list over here. And my cotton chaf aleph and aleph, elu dvarim Sha'asa b'hem. What does it include? It includes Nilas HaSandal. So Tosis clearly distinguishes between Nilas HaSandal and Kfiyas HaMita Netifas HaRosh. Those are positives, and this is a negative. And I'm going to go up against an Afan HaTosis. Me, Ani Akot, against an Afan HaTosis? How can I do that? But I have an ally. Who's my ally? None other than the Bari HaShulchan. I told you, it's a love relationship. The Bari HaShulchan says in two places, I think it's on the Maror HaMakomos, in two places. The first is Shin Sadivav Aleph. Shin Sadivav Aleph. What does it say over here? Avol Shlo Noag Aveluso Tokshiva B'Meshog B'Memezid Mashlim. So if he wasn't Noag, he has to be Mashlim the Shiva later on. What's considered to be Noag the Avelus? So over here, the one Shalom says the Bari HaShulchan, it's based upon a Ravid, one of Chafam and Aleph. Not going to the proof right now. Look what he says over here. He says like this. It's enough to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Avelus. Okay? And you don't need Kfiyas HaMita. And what then? Chalitzas Min Alayim Mahani. We pass on Halacha. Chalitzas Min Alayim Mahani. Okay? The question becomes as follows. Tosfos Mechalek. The Nilas HaSandal Shaloy Lovish Sandalim. Ikalimema Nami Dachib Kfiyas HaMita. How do you distinguish between one and the other? See, he's saying over here that you have to do something. You have to do something. Not only you don't. I didn't take a shower, so that counts for the shiva. Some yeshiva guys don't take showers the whole week. That's going to count for the shiva. That's ridiculous. And even one day, I didn't take a shower on Tuesday, it should count for the shiva. That's his question over here. He writes in the brackets at the end. Look at what I wrote in top base, in base. Niyug Avelis the Shah Achas Meshmur Rechoka. The Bina and Chiasa Maisa Shanika Otsun Avelis Kago Chalitzas Mino. So in two places he's saying, it's not the Psha I'm not wearing shoes, I'm not washing. No, I have to kick off my shoes. Kicking off the shoes is a kumvase. When it comes to tefillin, it's the other way around. It's an isa l'niach tefillin. And the reason to take it off is only a result of the isa to put them on. That's why it's called sheval tasa konta de vilna gon. So where does it come from? The answer is tefillin is pe'er. It's called idun v'simcha. Sandal is tzar, as I told you. It's not the doraisa. So idun v'simcha together is don't do it. Don't do it. You have to be sheval tasa. Don't take a shower. Don't go to a wedding, etc., etc., etc. As the Vilna Gaon calls that sheval tasa. But Rabosai, dvarim shel tsar, right? What does that mean? When there's an obligation of tsar, you have to do something. Turn over your bed, cover your head, kick off your shoes. That's very important. And now, Rabosai, today is the 10th day of Tammuz. In 4 weeks from today is Tisha B'Av. As we shall see, Tisha B'Av is very related to laws of Avelis. What applies on Tisha B'Av? The Isuri Avelis and not the Mitzvah Avelis. Who says so, for example? The Rosh says so. The Rosh says so here in Masechta Tanis. I'll read it to you. Siman Lamed Zayin. I think that's on the Maror HaMakomos, if I'm not mistaken. The Rosh, yes it is. Siman Lamed Zayin. He tells you what does and does not apply on Tisha B'Av. I'll read you briefly an excerpt from the Rosh, Siman Lamed Zayin. He says as follows. He says, let me read it to you. He says, what applies? Yeah. I said the Pharisee called Mitzvah Sanahogas, but Avalov Sanahogas, but Tisha B'Av. Healing in Mitzvah Lo Sasei, Hanohegas, but Aval Tanya. A mitzvah haseh should be able kfiyas hamita tifas harosh panach lo koma. So wait a second. If you're like Tosfos that nilas hasandal is included the same as rechitza etc., it's good. Probably the Rosh holds that way. But if you hold like the Ramban that nilas hasandal is in the same group as what Why must we take off our shoes on Tisha B'Av? It's a great kasha, no? But it's also a great teretz. The kasha is great, the teretz is also great. What's the great teretz? The teretz is that chalitzas, a sandal on Tisha B'Av, has nothing to do with avelis. It's tainus tzibur. It's tainus tzibur. The Briska Rav says so. Look at the Briska Rav, Nicholas Tainas. He says it's both, he says. It's Tainas Tzibur and Avelis. According to the way we learned Pshat in the Ramban, it's only Tainas Tzibur. It's only Tainas Tzibur. We have 3 more minutes. I want to finish the Ramban today because we have to do Tosfos tomorrow. We're still working on the Yes Yom Rishon. If you look in Brachas, I ask you to see the Mishnah. Brachas Slala Rishon Shemesa Ishto. Istinis Ani. Kosova Ani Slala the Rabbanon. Achrisav Yomar. Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Pei Aleph, Siv Gimel. Give a quick look. In Shin Pei Aleph, Siv Gimel. What does it say over there? This din is quoted, La Halacha. Shin Pei Aleph, Siv Gimel. The din of Istinis Ani is quoted, La Halacha. What does it say? Istinis. Istinis Mutlichos Kol Gufo. Rabbanu Shel Olam. It doesn't say what the Gemara says. At the first day, he's not allowed. How can the Shulchan Aruch leave us a gap, a gaping hole? He's saying over here that Istinis is allowed to wash, It's not true. In the first day of Avelis, he's not allowed to do it. It's a Mefurash Gemara and Masechta the Brachas that we just saw. How can this be omitted by the Mechaber? I asked this Kasha many years ago, and I gave 3 answers. Many years ago. I'm not going to go through, but I want to go with my 4th answer, which is the Ramban, based on the Ramban. The question is raised. I never thought a question raised before anybody. Baruch Hashem, the Bar Yashulchan asked the question. He asked this question. How come it doesn't say anything about the first day being different? There's a tremendous kasha. Why doesn't it say the first day is different? It's a Mefurash Gemara. Mefurash Gemara. That's over here. It's Mutalacha, Frosh, Bechad, etc., etc. How come it doesn't say, Misadam Achaba Mashma, Yom Rishon? It's against the Gemara. It's only Bilel Beis Ve'elech. How can the Mechaber leave out a Gemara? So I had 3 terutzim. Here's my 4th and final terutz, based on the Ramban. The Ramban in page Kuf Ayin Hei and Vav. Those who have can look inside quickly. Kuf Ayin Hei and Vav. Quotes a Yerushalmi. What does it say in the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi. Mokom shenogu lirchos achar amitah machitzah. That was a minute to take to wash after the meter. Why? Explains the Ramban. The also kachilo shtia. What does it mean, achilo shtia? Explains the Ramban. Tzrichas lehem harbe. Next to the last line on page Kuf Ayin Hey. Tzrichas lehem harbe. To get rid of what? Why? The havemen zua vasameis vashifta mechulel asalein. Ruach ro, whatever it is. I gotta get rid of it. I gotta get rid of it. Okay. And there were matirim lo arachitza arishona. What about our Gemara? The Gemara Dilam Rabbi Gamliel, less lehaim in Haga. They don't hold from this minig. Hilkach, Nishmokom, Shinoog, and you can be Mekel. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we can understand what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Gemara says it's usur for this the first day. That's in the Mokom Shlonog, Lirchas Achar Amita, the Rabban himself says. But we paskin against our Gemara. We paskin. It's mut of Yom Rishon Haver Sazuma, as the Torah says so. The Beis Yosef is quiet. And Shulchan Aruch says, it's mut listeners to Lirchos Bo even Yom Rishon, because of Rechitza She'ena Shultanu, as you see in the Yerushalmi. You look at that Russian boy, Kotten, Paragimel, Simul, Nam, and Zayin. Isness is like Haver Sazuma. They're both not Shultanu, like the Yerushalmi. This is why we have the Minig to be Matarit, based on our Minig, based upon the Yerushalmi. This is what my Rebbe said. An Ovazah doesn't have to fast. Why not? You're not required to be in pain. You're not required, you should stay neutral. Right? Your fasting is not neutral. You're sweaty from the Gvuras HaMeis. That's not neutral. That you're allowed to do. And that's why it says Ovi and Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do it, because the minig was to do what they're based upon the Rishalim, even though the Bavli would hold differently. We'll have to stop here. Mishim tomorrow is Shitas HaTosfos, and then we have to move to Halacha Lemaisa starting next week. Mir Tashem, if you have any input about what you want to do first, yes, Dov. Yeah, talk louder. Well, that's a good question. Whether that itself suffices. Again, that's the first answer of the Rabban. But the Rabban seems to be saying that if it's a Daraisa, it might still be a problem. And that's why I understood it. But it depends on just one or two terusim. We'll have to stop now to Dav Mincha. If you have a question,